Hello, lovely listeners. You may notice that I sound relaxed. That's because I feel relaxed. I just got back from a mini getaway in south of France where we used to live. For those of you diehard podcast fans, you remember when I was recording this in the south of France before even having a baby. I love that I love that we've been on this journey together. Or for those of you that are just picking up the podcast for the first time, welcome. That's also okay. Of course, it's more than okay. Welcome, welcome. Actually, it's really fun sometimes to find a podcast that you really enjoy and really relate to, and to see so many episodes that you can dive into. I also enjoy re-listening old episodes of podcasts. So this is also your permission to use this podcast however suits you. Just bear in mind, actually, if you do go to the old episodes, that the links are all outdated. The offers are outdated, and you actually get to see how my business evolved, which I think is pretty cool. So we just took a mini vacation, and even with a toddler, it was really relaxing. And it wasn't relaxing because we went to a spa that did everything for us. We actually stayed on a campsite, which was really cool, really great for kids. France, a lot of Europe, they have these like really cool campsites where there's just amazing stuff for kids. We rode bicycles around, we did picnics, we explored different areas. Anyway, all this to say, it was not relaxing because, I mean, hopefully vacation is relaxing, but I've also had plenty of vacations that weren't relaxing. And I used to probably think, well, the reason it's not relaxing is because XYZ isn't happening outside of me. Now I know that the relaxation is an inside job. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not always an inside job. Don't use this against yourself. But I also think knowing that relaxation can be an inside job gives us the power to create it, even when we're on a beach and sand flies all over the food, which happened to us 2 days ago. Oh, my husband was not impressed, but I stayed relaxed because, I mean, we're on a beach, sun's gone into our food. It's fine. It's not a problem. Vicky of 5 years ago might not have responded that way, let's say. So I wanted to share with you guys two things. One, how to create a relaxing holiday, even if it seems impossible, even if you've not had it before. And I'm going to give you some practical, actionable tips that you can use to create a relaxing holiday, or at least a more relaxing holiday. And the second thing I'm going to speak about today is Time Hackers Live, the treat that's happening live this September 2024, depending on when you are listening to this. And it's a completely immersive retreat experience that we're calling the treat because we want to treat you. It's going to be focused around rest and relaxation and nourishment, and you will leave feeling lighter and calmer and connected with a rest strategy and a rest plan and understanding on a deeper level all around how to nourish yourself with rest that supports your success, however success looks like for you. So those are the two things we're going to be speaking about today. The first thing, as I mentioned, is about how to create a restful vacation, even if you've not done it before. Now, there's a few things that go into play here. The first thing is to not require yourself to be different to how you thrive. Now, I want you to think about that, to not require yourself to be different to how you thrive. Some of you listening, I know, love structure and organizations. And some of you listening, I know, don't love structure and organizations. And sometimes when we're going on vacation, we require ourselves to be a different version of ourselves. And I just want to give you permission to be the version of yourself that you want to be. Right? You can choose this to explore different ways of being if you want, but if you are most comfortable knowing that you have something booked at 9 a.m. every morning, then give yourself that comfort. This experience, all hopefully all experiences are for you. And when you take care of you, you are kinder to yourself, kinder to others, and will have a more restful experience. So consider this. What feels, and you can write this down, this question, what feels nourishing for you? Does it feel nourishing for you to have some loose plans, maybe one thing that you want to do every day, or three things that you want to do over the experience without it being scheduled? Does it feel nourishing for you to know, to have all your meals mapped out, to have your restaurants booked? By the way, I'm just so you know, I tend to, of course, be on the more flexible rules. But we also went on vacation years ago with my best friend and her husband, and he likes to book things and he gets the best experiences because he books them in advance. So even though we were in Rome, we got to have some really good pasta at some of the most recommended places, not the most expensive, the most recommended, because he booked it in advance. And that was great for me because I still just got to show up. So for me, I understand the difference is the booking and the planning and all of that side of things. I can show up to a place on time if you want me to, or be 5 to 10 minutes late and not make it a problem. So really getting super clear of like what you want and making decisions based off of what you want. Now, in a partnership or going away with other people, you, of course, within what you want, will be wanting to consider what the other person wants, hopefully. Now, this doesn't mean that you compromise every minute of every day yourself. It might mean you have a conversation with them around, these are my priorities, these are the things that I definitely want to do. For example, there's a restaurant, my favorite restaurant in south of France, that I really wanted to do, and it was either open like our last night or the night that we checked, which was like our second night. My husband said, maybe we'll skip it or we'll do it the last night. And I said, no, the last night, the night before we travel, I will not want to drive to this restaurant and be there. Let's just do it tonight. So that's what we did. That was a non-negotiable for me, or not a non-negotiable, but a really strong why. I really want to go to this restaurant. I know it's a drive away. I know it's not ideal, in all the ways, but it's something that I really want to do. And he was able to meet me with that because I communicated it. So what do I want this to look like? And the second question is, what do I want to communicate? Notice how that could be communicating to yourself. It could be communicating to your fellow holiday goers. It could be communicating to the place you are arriving. What is it that you want to communicate to make this a restful experience for you? So really notice what we're doing here. We're setting yourself up ahead of time for a restful experience. Another thing to consider might be, what is a restful experience for me? I find it quite easy to rest in South of France because we've lived there. So for me, I find it more restful to go somewhere sometimes that I've been before. Now, that's not what I want to do all the time. I also love exploring new places, but sometimes I want to go somewhere that I've been before so that I know the supermarkets, so that I know the driving routes, so that I know what I like there. So again, what's the kind of trip that you want? And if, like me, you like both kinds of trips, then lean into what you like about that type of trip. So another question for you to think about is, what do I like about this kind of trip? So for me, with this experience that we just went on, I wanted to spend a lot of time outdoors. And so while my husband was laughing at me for going to the beach when it wasn't super hot, I didn't mind. I loved going to the beach, even if I was wearing long sleeves and a top, and so was the baby, not the baby, the toddler, because I wanted to be on the beach. I wanted to see the ocean. I wanted him to play in the sand. I wanted us to have that experience. My husband didn't need to come with if he didn't want that experience. So again, what's important to me about this vacation, and how do I want to make sure that I get to experience that? Now, notice what I'm not saying is you have to wake up and do like a 5 minute meditation every morning. That would have not been possible for me, or maybe it would have been possible actually, but that would not have been a priority for me with this trip. The priority was to spend time together as a family. I'm not saying you need to go do an hour massage or a 30-minute yoga class or anything, 7,000 steps. Right? You can decide that those things are important to you in the questions that I've asked you, but don't follow someone else's framework for creating restful experience for yourself. The most restful thing for you is going to be listening to your desire, your wants, and communicating that in a way where you feel supported, seen, heard, and capable of creating the experience you want. Which doesn't, by the way, as a reminder, doesn't mean you're always doing what you want. If you're in a partnership, for example, that might mean sometimes doing what that person wants. And you still want that. You want to do what they want sometimes, maybe. So owning that. So I hope that's been a really helpful, accessible, approachable framework for you to create truly restful experiences. If you have any questions, you can find me on LinkedIn or on Instagram and ask away. And of course, I want to speak with you guys today about Time Hackers Live, the first and maybe only time that we are offering this experience. It's a retreat, but we're calling it the treat because we want to treat you. We want you to feel treated. We want you to treat yourself in this facilitated but self-directed experience. I am inviting you to come to my hometown of Manchester this September. And I know Manchester maybe hasn't been somewhere on your list. Maybe it has been somewhere on your list. We have people already signed up coming from the US even, which I think is really cool, as well as Europe. But I'm inviting you to come to Manchester and experience, yes, what Manchester has to offer, which is history and culture and great food and great music and all of that fun stuff that we're going to be doing. But also, more importantly, to create this immersive, restful experience, which will leave you feeling rejuvenated, which will leave you feeling peaceful and calm, which will leave you feeling ex inspired and expanded and expansive. The theme of the retreat, which we didn't announce last time, but we are announcing now in the second announcement, where we're opening up five more places, by the way, is to gather around the theme of rest to success, right? So really, a lot of what we've been taught and a lot of what I coach people on and a lot of what happens, the conversations that happens in Time Hackers, is this idea that we are either resting and taking care of ourselves or we are succeeding. And the opposite is true, but that requires a deep unlearning, a reprogramming, and access to tools that make rest not just something that we force ourselves into, that we like should ourselves about, that we feel guilty for not doing enough of, that we keep putting off or think we're doing wrong, but something that actually nourishes us from the inside out. This experience, I'm going to share with you some of my favorite rest rituals in person live. We're going to be experiencing them together. And I should say every part of the retreat. So there's going to be hot seat coaching, there's going to be teaching and conversations had and high value workshops. But this retreat is built around total flexibility. So there's no have to do sessions, although obviously we want to encourage you to attend everything that you want to. We also are very keen on you creating the experience that you want. And if you decide that the best thing for you one afternoon, instead of to get hot seat coaching or do one of the self-care rituals, is for you to lie down in bed or to go and explore Manchester or to go and get that yummy ramen food that you've been craving, whatever it might be, you have the permission, more than permission, we desire and want you to create the experience that you want. And that's something that I will say is different around this. This is not going to be a wake up at 7:45, be sat down together at 8, long day. You are going to leave this experience nourished, rested, expanded, smarter, more connected to yourself, more connected to everyone that attends. It's going to be an intimate group. We're going to cap it off at 15. So once we have 15 spaces taken, that's it, they're gone. So if you are waiting on this, just know that we reached almost half of that last time. The theme of this is all around you leaving, just like I left France, feeling relaxed, feeling present, feeling connected to yourself, feeling inspired. And we want that for you. So I'm going to leave the link in the show notes to two things. One, the application. Well, I say application, but it's really a registration form. You register on that form. It's got a bit more information there. And then you will get the links that you need to sign up, to pay, to finalize. And the second thing that I'll leave in the show notes is the breakdown of what to expect, what it's going to look like, so you can read more about it. That will include a very high level view of the agenda, what it's going to look like, what we have in store for you. There are some surprises, like the self-care rituals, that we're going to be bringing in. We also do have a photographer. You can get some professional photos taken if you want. That's going to be included. We're providing that. And yeah, you'll just get to read about the experience. But here's the one thing that I want you to know is it's a frame. This is the exact framework of like, we're creating the boundaries, we're creating the tools, we're creating the opportunities to learn, to deepen with these tools, to experience immersive rest, to experience this in a collective way, to be guided by me, who's someone who, as you guys know, had multiple burnouts and definitely didn't have a good relationship with rest. Definitely had probably one of the worst relationships with rest you've ever imagined, had multiple burnouts. And that's why this work is so important, because I know how valuable it is. I know how impactful it is. And I know how transformative it is going to be for you. So if you feel called to be there, to join this potentially once in a lifetime, well, I will say once in a lifetime because it will never happen again like this, a once in a lifetime experience where you can be surrounded by others, leave deeply nourished, be inspired, be coached, be calm, then I encourage you to listen to that nudge and to say yes to joining Time Hackers Live, the treat. Again, the link will be in the show notes, but feel free to email the team if you have any questions, or you can find me on Instagram at Vicky Yaffe. I have changed my name there, by the way. And I cannot wait to hang out in person with those of you that have already said yes, and those of you that are about to say yes right now and register to this treatful experience, this one time, potentially only, Time Hackers Live. And this immersive opportunity to explore rest in a way that will forever change how you rest, how you achieve through rest, and how you nourish yourself. It's going to be an amazing few days. I cannot wait to hang out with you in September. It's late September, but again, all the details will be in the links in the show notes. I just wanted to drop a little podcast about it so you could inspire and jump on to and know more of the vision behind it. All right, that's it from me. Have a lovely, restful rest of day, rest of week, and I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Hey, if you want to get 5 hours a week back minimum for life, then I want to invite you to join Time Hackers. It's this podcast on speed where you'll get access to time hacking tools not shared on the podcast. You'll get access to my proven process for hacking your time to get 5 hours back every week at least. It's also my favorite place to hang out and will be yours too as you connect with other time hackers, where you'll get celebrated, supported, and coached, of course. You are a time hacker. This is where you belong. Head to VickyLouise.com/group. I can't wait to see you there.